I think
the music's entertainment. We can enjoy it. And like I said before, you know, we don't need to make these people rich to start doing crazy things that we need to think badly about. I enjoy the music. I don't care what they do in their house.
Mm.
I don't care what they do with their family. You know, if it's bad, it's bad, you know. We can make a judgment, but if they're just making a song for me to listen to, it doesn't really matter what he does for his job, if he's a plumber outside of rapping, or if he's, you know, if he's diddling kids, that's not cool, but, you know.
That ain't cool, bro.
Yo, but if you're a plumber, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, know? Yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're a garbage man, there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
I got no judgment, but your song's great, you know? And it doesn't matter if you want to put a story to it. It's storytelling in itself. You don't have to believe it. Just if it stimulates my mind for what you're saying, or if the music makes me feel a way, it just is what it is.
No doubt. Because, I mean, you know, the fact is that there's a lot of artists out there who, you know, they're entertainers, and that's what they do. They're telling a story, and, you know, there's a lot of them that ain't living out what they're saying. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because if you is living out that stuff you're saying,
yo
ass shouldn't be saying it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, and there's an intelligent way and a wise way to share your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't need to be so blunt. You know what I mean? And you know, half the time my thing is like, yo, if you talking about doing all these things and you got all these bodies, man, you might be a fed. You know what I mean?
Man, the funniest thing, man, I heard, man. Yo, so Young Thug got like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, talk about that story.
It's crazy, bro. Like, so there was a murder on whatever street, let's say 49th, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay. And then whoever killed the person was in a central, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This brother puts in his lyrics, yeah, you know, we got you on 49th, shout out the Central. What?
Uh-huh.
What? And you wonder why you going to jail? Uh-huh. Like, okay, man, you know what I mean? Like, yo, something got to be done out here, you know what
I'm
saying?
That's stupid. That's straight stupid.
Right? Like, I mean, what are we on out here? That's, you know, stupid.
And it's crazy, right? Because, and this is the thing, right? Like, I'm sure some brothers are going to agree or disagree, but the point is like, you making all of this money from your shows, your merchandise, your music, right? Why are you still in the streets like that?
Well, maybe because
they never got the money. Diddy took all the money.
Maybe he ain't making that money. You know?
You don't think Young Thug was making that money?
I know he was, but I'm just saying. You know,
I know some people ain't. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe he was. You know what I mean? We don't know what his deal was or what. You know, we don't know behind the scenes, right? So, you know what I mean? Brothers got to go out and eat. You know?
No, man. Brothers got to eat. 100%.
But like,
at what point do you sit back and be like, yo, like, okay, is this worth? Is this worth risking all this? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that goes back to when we started with the origins of hip hop. We started where the music came from, you know, and where with the people that were doing it. They weren't rich corporate people. It was us.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, you know, it's been said the music was taken somewhere to send certain types of people certain ways.
Yep.
To mess up a generation or even just the people in itself.
Yep.
So when people are snitching on themselves on their song, I believe the agenda has been met. And we don't, like I said, it's like we don't gotta follow those idiots who want to tell on themselves. We don't know if Rakim was selling rocks on the corner, because he didn't tell us about that. He told us how to move the crowd. He told us how he was a microphone fiend. He didn't say how he got money. It wasn't important.
Yeah.
This is what changed. The music has changed in a way that it's not our music anymore.
It's called vanity.
No, it's called stupidity, brother.
Right?
Like, straight vanity, man. Why would you tell on yourself? That's just silly.
I mean, the jewels and all that fashion always been a part of this. I mean, everyone loves to get up and look nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I mean, some of this stuff that's going on. Man, like I said, I heard the lyrics, man. My kid be playing this stuff. I'll be like, woof. I thought I listened to some hard stuff. You know what I'm saying? My stuff is light. Like, these kids is on some next level. Like, and it's just so vulgar, bro. You know what I mean? What's it doing for the culture? What's it doing for young teenage girl? You know? When these guys is rapping about just straight. You know what I mean? I won't even say it on the air. You know what I mean? Right?
And how that molds, you know, a teenager's mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter.
All y'all didn't see Snoop at the Olympics. Snoop on The Voice. Isn't Snoop a pimp? I mean, come on.
Snoop is not a pimp. What's he pulling? Cognac and Martha Lewis.
Come on.
Martha Stewart's bacon and stuff like that on prime time?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by this, B? What you trying to say?
I'm trying to say, man, it's to follow the fool. You want to follow the fool, then be a fool. You don't got to be stupid.
No, and that's peace.
How did the pimp get to the Olympics on NBC? Like,
that's peace, because you know.
What do you mean? America's always glorified the pimp, bro. You know what I mean?
With Kevin Hart on NBC.
America's always glorified
How is Snoop doing play-by-play for the Olympics, man? Like, I don't want to see that.
Look at Hugh Hefner. Ain't he the biggest pimp? America's always glorified the pimp, bro.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
That's true.
Right?
Larry Flint.
Right? You know, and that's so funny, right? That's the hypocrisy, right? You know, that's the word hypocrites, you know? It's like...
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is, right? It's like, yo, you play it, you know...
Hypocrisy hop?
Yeah, hypocrisy hop. I like that. That's dope. I like that. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, really, it's the Olympics,
right?
Came
from Digi first. That's a Digi first.
Yeah. You're gonna have to pack. You're gonna have to pack.
Is that in the 28 Olympics?
Right? You know what I mean? And I mean, you know, and I like what Digi's saying, right? Because, but you know, this at the same time, you know, the fact is that, you know, a lot of the kids don't actually, you know,
they don't have
the knowledge around these things, right? And they're so, you know, they're constantly being bombarded by, you know, social media and, you know, like for example, like peace. You know, I never really listened to King Von, you know what I'm saying? And now, like, that the brother's gone and you watch all of these different videos on who King Von is and, like, all of these different testimonies from these people, you know, people that were close to him, his enemies, all that stuff. It's like, yo, Mans was, like, a real, you know, when you talk about this whole demon time thing, right?
Step up!
He was a dark dude, you know what I mean?
Step up!
Did a lot of darkness, right? So it's like... You know, I can't imagine living in Chirac, you know what I mean? I can't imagine living in Chirac, you know what I mean?
I can't imagine living in East Van, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, East Van is wildin', yeah, no, don't get me wrong.
We already talked about that today, man.
You know what I mean? But like, yo, Chirac, you know what I mean? Like, yo, like, you know, how many, you know, it's like... Yo, man, like, yo, the powers that be don't even need to, like, wipe us out anymore. You know what I mean? He got us wiping each other out. You know what I'm saying? And, like, and you know, once he was able to see that, like, yo, we can use this rap music to kill off the original man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a rap from that right there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, right? It's like, you know, and I can respect the brother who maybe at one time was on that, you know, so-called G shit, right? But and then you know, switch, because he was like, yo, he started to see like, yo, I have, you know, this is the thing about power, right? Power is the ability to produce an effect. So if you can use your power to affect people positively or negatively, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, if you went through it and now you striving to, you know, change, you know, the perspective, right? And the narrative, it's like peace to you, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy, right? But you know, don't, like Digi said, right? It's like, you know, if you don't wanna hear it, you don't wanna see it, then stop supporting it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like if everybody stopped going to work today, the establishment would dry out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, gas is going to be at a different price tomorrow.
You know what I mean? Like, yo.
But hey, man.
You know, if y'all.
Get everybody on the same page.
You know what I mean? If y'all wanted to see change, y'all just didn't need to go.
You are the change. You need to know you're the change.
You are, man. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You are the change, right? And stop giving so much. Much praise to those that may seem to have material power. Well, I mean, I'm going with the material power aspect, right?
Okay,
because
okay.
just like sometimes we give so much props to these higher ups, but yo, dog, it's not even that, man, because everybody's got power within inside of them, man. That's something that everybody has, you know what I mean? You got the ability to change, you know what I'm saying, and change things around you, you know what I'm saying, even if it just starts with two people, you know what I mean? You got that ability, right? So, you know, it's like I, you know, like something that we say in the nation, right? It's like there's no mystery God, there's no mystery devil, you know what I'm saying? So really, it's like, man, you know, you're the sole controller of your own universe. You
it's
can
a choice.
Everybody got it. You know what I mean? Everybody got it. You know what I'm saying?
Choice.
Where that 40 water at? You know what I'm saying?
I was just drinking some of my 40
water.
Yeah.
40 water. But yo, so you know, next week we got something special for y'all, man. You know what I mean? We're gonna change the tune.
We're gonna tell them, man.
Like,
okay. What we got next week? Dude?
So next week we got a special guest coming in. You know, we added on to the cipher here. You know what I mean? As one order, 6 o'clock blitz. You know, the structure continues to elevate. You know what I'm saying? And so we're gonna bring in. We're gonna be interviewing. You know, as he calls himself, a young old head by the name of MC K Skeet.
Shout out to
K Skeet. You know what I mean? K Skeet.
Fire to him, man. You know, big privilege to see the video and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, hell of a project. You know, shout out to Kimo on the beat. And yeah, K Skeet and my man Hardbody right here in the studio. You know, he featuring on that cut.
Ultra magnetic.
Beautiful, man. My man crushed the verse. You know, Skeet's verse is killer too. You know what I mean? He crushed that. You know, spreading some knowledge out there, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. And, you know, we're going to be premiering that tune that day, you know what I mean? So y'all going to hear it, you know what I mean, live right here on One Order, 6 o'clock blitz, you know what I mean? And the thing is that, you know, I've been on K-Ski's, you know, podcast with Cavalwan, you know, Beyond the Lyrics. That's that premieres every last Thursday of every month. Beyond the Lyrics, check that out. But you know, they interviewed us as a squad, and they interviewed me twice, you know what I'm saying? And so it's cool to reverse the roles now, and now we get to interview him, and you know, I've got to build with him personally, you know what I mean? But y'all are gonna get to hear, you know, the story of an MC who's, you know, been doing this for a minute, and you know, my man's got a crazy story, you know what I mean? And you know, I know he's gonna want to play some cuts off his new album, New Jerusalem, and
oh yeah, yeah, they got that cut with Sadat, right?
You got that cut with Sadat X, you know what I'm saying?
That's a nice cut. I seen that video too.
Yeah, man. It's fly, man. It's fly.
Go check that out.
You know what I mean?
You know?
He got a cut with Saigon as well. You know what I mean? And Saigon is, you know, for all y'all who don't know who Saigon is super fire. You know what I'm saying? Saigon's old school. You know, and he's one of those dudes too, right? Like, he didn't want to get down with the industry. You know what I mean? He didn't get his propers, you know what I'm saying? But those who know, you know what I mean? Cy Giddy was the, you know, he's the business, right? Cy Giddy is, and my man did like 20 years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's always dope to see a brother come out and change his life and strive to do better, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man,
let's do it.
Everything changing nowadays, man. Kids, technology and the rap music. I mean, I like rap music. I ain't gonna lie. I like rap music, man. I like some of it, man. But I don't think you're gonna see like rap reunions 20 years from now. I don't think you're gonna see a fifth year rapper. How you like me now? That's the mic. That's the mic.
When it's concerning these bars, I'm leaving permanent scars on you half rappers. You ain't earning it, Paul. So come to my class, then I can sun you real fast. Just cause you coming with cash, you still a wannabe. I get chicks state to state offering me face from the gate. Cause the sound of my voice make their juices marinate. As opposed to those with mediocre prose, wet you from head to toe and watch you soak in your clothes. It's the message in the song that makes you rock on. Some people go to places where they don't belong. Whether wrong or right, a lot of people fight. But I'm here to bless this mic.
That's the mic of the gods.
It's the message in the song that makes you rock on. Some people go to places where they don't belong. Whether wrong or right, a lot of people fight. But I'm here to bless this mic.
That's the mic.
And why they tried to pull a plug on a brother, pull the rug from a brother, catch a slug from a toolie of a gun loving brother. Violence, wilding, whatever they know. The more rappers come, the quicker they go. This underground is mine, might even see me in a hoop. Switch to a drop top coupe. Why you f***ing blocking Dukes? Ball head slick, I represent my clique. I got my little man loading the ammo. This shit, it's the message in this song that makes you rock on. Some people go to places where they don't belong. Whether wrong or right, a lot of people fight. But I'm here to bless this mic.
Bless the mic.
It's the message in the song that makes you rock on. Some people go to places where they don't belong. Whether wrong or right, a lot of people fight. But I'm here to bless this mic.
Bless the mic of the gods. Bless the mic.
From my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played. To put it short, I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken. My language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool. Schooling is all that I'm about, just fooling with the girlies, yes, and busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut. And my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want, I got made. I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted leg. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato alligator souffle. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
never know, homie. Buy me some hoes, homie. You need to pump your brakes and drive slow, homie. My homie Molly used to stay 29th of May. One of my best friends from back in the day. Down the street from Calumet, a school full of stones. He nicknamed me K-Rock, so they'll leave me alone. Bulls jacket with his hat broke way off, and walked around the mall with his radio face off. Plus he had a spinner from his Dayton's in his hand. Keys in his hand, reason again to let you know he's the man. Back when we rocked the leases, he had dreams of caprices. Drove by the teachers, even more by police. How he get the cash today, his father passed away. Left him with a little something, 16, he was stunting. I'll be sure, nigga, with the hair all wavy. Hit Lakeshore, girls go all crazy. Hit the freeway, go at least about 80. Bone so much that summer, even had him a baby. See, back then, if you had a car, you was the Chi-Town version of baby. And I was just a...
Man, my man Kanye, woo! What you think about Kanye, man?
Kanye's a special dude.
Kanye's a special dude, special man. Special dude. I mean, the guy is, he says a lot of crazy things, man. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm gonna take this moment here to just like... Yo, I just want to say, man, to the listener, to those who support the 1 or the 6 o'clock Blitz, you know, I love you. You know what I mean? I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, to sit back with us and build. You know what I mean? And for those who consistently tune in, you know what I mean? I appreciate you. You know what I mean? You are adding on to the cipher because, you know, we striving to build this and, you know, really make it nationwide. You know what I mean? And get it worldwide. You know what I mean? Become one of the hottest, you know, radio programs in the world. You know what I mean? And I just got to tell you, man, like, I really appreciate you, you know? And it's like... You know, this whole movement, this one order movement is, you know, it's here to add on. You know what I mean? It's here to build equality. It's here to elevate the culture. You know what I mean? It's here to elevate the minds, you know, uplift, you know, and bring positivity. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best part, right? Which is the understanding. Because, you know, brothers, you know, the brothers... We all been through some things, you know what I mean? We all been through some things and we all striving to elevate to, you know, better enhance ourselves and better the lives of people around us, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I appreciate you, you know, the supporter, the listeners right now, you know, you tuning in to the 1 or the 6 o'clock Blitz. And you know, yo, did you make it, if you got an instrumental popping, let me give him a little 16 bars or something, man.
You want a little instrumental?
Yeah, man, give me
let me set that up.
Let's get an instrumental popping, man. You know what I mean? I'm feeling really live today, you know,
instrumental.
Hey, yo, man. Look,
here
man.
Here we go. Let's
go, man. Yo, I heard Fat Joe got canceled. Fat Joe, Fabulous T.I., man. What's up with that, man? Y'all ain't let them through? You know what I mean? Yeah. Turn that up in my headphones, man. Let's go. Come on. Yeah. Word. Turn it up. Come on. Yeah. Ooh. Turn it up. Let's go. Yeah. One ordered the squad. Hopping out of that Benz, baby, leaping out like I was a frog. Brother smoking out, yeah, the booth is chiefed like a log. I ain't tripping, baby girl, you already know that I'm not no dog. Reverse those letters, I'm God. About to show you I came out the swamp, fake culture girls get stomped, I ain't playing no game, baby, we go to the Vegas casino, get comped, Hotel Four Seasons, baby, you knowin' the reason. I'm about to hold up the eating, came out that month, baby, you know who I am. I'm living it up, damn. Yo, give me some boom bap.
Give me some boom bap.
All right, let's check this. Come on, man. I mean, I like trap, you know what I mean? mean? You know what I mean? I like trap, but I like the boom bap. The trap is, you know, the trap just puts you on a simple flow. Popping like a pimple, though. Okay.
Here we go. Let me turn. Oh, I think I got the volume right here.
Okay. Look. Catch me in Berlin. I'm in the castle with the Excalibur like a Merlin. Welcome to Camelot. Brothers trap a lot. We ain't with the bull. Matter of fact, I stay fly like an astronaut. I'm eating rappers like coleslaw with applesauce. Get your legs sawed off, I'm the boss. Ooh, they know me, baby. I be doing my job. Turn it up, turn it down. We ain't give a F, fireman. We gon' burn it down. Fireman like I'm Lil Wayne. Catch me at Club Bergain. Rock the furs on the chain. Somebody tell me your name. One order, we take a flight, cause we jetted a plane. I'm talking Netherlands or Spain. Leathers on the range. Ah, Hotel Amano, together's with the kings. Club Prince Charles, baby, we prezzies in the chains. Electra Faster District, heavy with the chains. Venezuelan babes that be feeding me grapes. 25 hours, hotel bikini. Chocolate supermodel, sipping on martinis. White G-Wagon, same color as tortellini. Christian Dior, could you afford to come see me? Wouldn't wanna be me, make them disappear like a genie. The legs go up like doors on a genie. Simple, I keep it classic like Wayne Gretzky. Brothers on fire like the hair with Michael Jackson during Pepsi. All he wanted was a jet plane and a Bentley. Spiritually empty, so you gotta just fill your tank. I'm going hard like 50 on my way to the bank. Filthy raps, I'm at the top of the hill with my guilty black. We got DJ Digital, everything is straight critical. Gotta think outside of the box, metaphysical. Astronomically speaking, I'm reaching my pinnacle. They could never see me, why you acting real cynical? I'm the prime minister, the president. Matter of fact, I'm moving like Theodore, Ghostface Residence. Catch me outside with the Wu-Tang Clan. Brothers get killed every day for the Pu-Tang fam. I don't understand, it's crazy how you kill over a woman. Gotta get this money, baby girl, you know it's nothing. This the ultra magnetic.
That's what I'm talking about, man. The Esau. Yo,
how you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling, bro?
I mean, it's ultra magnetic, baby.
That's next week, baby. So make sure y'all tune in, man. World premiere, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you both this joint right here, man. Like, what did you guys think about Rakim's last project, God's Network? Crickets. Yo! It's crickets in here right now!
Yo, I love hip-hop. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? I love it. I thought he was going to come with, like, something different, right? You know, I didn't think he was going to have so many features, and I thought it was going to be a little bit more isolated towards, you know, the skill, you know, kind of, you know, the beats.
Still growing on us a bit, I think.
Yeah, you know, maybe got meditated a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, by the sounds of it, I mean, there wasn't no sounds. It was crickets. You can hear cricket poop when I asked that question. So, I mean, you know, I thought, you know, because I know that he produced the whole thing, right? Like, he did everything, right? And, supposedly, allegedly. It's the key word nowadays, allegedly. I don't take nothing on face value. But, you know.
Yeah, I think he was just, you know, trying to make it just real hip-hop, you know? Just real boom bap.
I mean, the beat selection was, I mean, it was peace. It was peace. I mean, but I don't know, man. Like, me, you know, I'm an MOP fan. I'm an Onyx fan. You know what I mean? But that joint with MOP and Onyx, you know, I've been telling you. I don't know, man. Fredro Starr, bro. I don't know what happened to you on that thing. But it was like, I don't know if it was the quality of the one that we heard or that I heard. But it was like, bro, his You had Sticky, right? And then you had MOP, and that whole, like, it was just like, rah, rah. And then you had Fredro, and it was, like, so calm. It was like, brother was, like, too smoked out or something. You know what I mean? Mm. It just didn't match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the chemistry. The chemistry. That's what I figured when I was in a lot of people doing it. The chemistry just seems off to me, right? That's just my honest opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I love Rakim, man. Like, don't get, you know, like, I ain't talking down on the brother. You know what I mean? Like, I love Rakim. You know what I'm saying? I think that and that's the thing, right? Is like when you're so used to people putting out quality product, and then it comes back buffed.